the multitasking exception. There's a subtle exception to the one-item-at-a-time rule. Some personality types really need to shift their focus away from something for at least a minute in order to make a decision about it. When I see this going on with someone, I let him take two or sometimes three things out at once as he's processing. It's then easier and faster for him to make a choice about the action required. Remember, multitasking is an exception, and it works only if you hold to the discipline of working through every item in short order and never avoid any decision for longer than a minute or two. Nothing goes back into in. There's a one-way path out of in. This is actually what was meant by the old admonition to handle things once, though handling things just once is in fact a bad idea. If you did that, you'd never have a list, because you'd finish everything as soon as you saw it. You'd also be highly ineffective and inefficient, since most things you deal with are not to be acted upon the first time you become aware of them. Where the advice does hold is in eliminating the bad habit of continually picking things up out of in, not deciding what they mean or what you're going to do about them, and then just leaving them there. A better admonition would be, the first time you pick something up from your in basket, decide what to do about it and where it goes. Never put it back in in. The key processing question. What's the next action? You've got the message. You're going to deal with one item at a time, and you're going to make a firm next action decision about each one. This may sound easy, and it is, but it requires you to do some fast, hard thinking. Much of the time, the action will not be self-evident. It will need to be determined. On that first item, for example, do you need to call someone, fill something out, get information from the web, buy something at the store, talk to your secretary, email your boss? What? If there's an action, its specific nature will determine the next set of options. But what if you say, there's really nothing to do with this? What if there is no action? It's likely that a portion of your in-basket will require no action. There will be three types of things in this category: trash, items to incubate, and reference material. Trash. If you've been following my suggestions, you'll no doubt already have tossed out a big pile of stuff. It's also likely that you will have put stacks of material into in that include things you don't need anymore. So don't be surprised if there's still a lot more to throw away as you process your stuff. Processing all the things in your world will make you more conscious of what you're going to do and what you should not be doing. One director of a foundation I worked with discovered that he'd allowed way too many emails, thousands, to accumulate. Emails that, in fact, he wasn't ever going to respond to anyway. He told me that using my method forced him to go on a healthy diet about what he would allow to hang around his world as an incompletion. It's likely that at some point, you'll come up against the question of whether or not to keep something for future reference. I have two ways of dealing with that. When in doubt, throw it out. And when in doubt, keep it. Take your pick. I think either approach is fine. You just need to trust your intuition and be realistic about your space. Most people have some angst about all of this because their systems have never really been totally functional and clear-edged before. If you make a clean distinction between what's reference and supplies and what requires action, and if your reference system is simple and workable, you can easily keep as much material as you can accommodate. Since no action is required on it, it's just a matter of physical space and logistics. Filing experts can offer you more detailed guidelines about all this, and your CPA can provide record retention timetables that will tell you how long you should keep what kinds of documentation. My suggestion is that you make the distinction about whether something is actionable or not. Once it's clear that no action is needed, there's room for lots of options.